This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democrat may be joining the very crowded race for the party's presidential nomination. California environmentalist and hedge fund billionaire Tom Steyer has said in the past that he will not be running in 2020, but reports are that may be changing. As sources tell Politico, Steyer plans to officially launch a White House run, perhaps as early as tomorrow. A Georgia deputy is dead and a suspect is hospitalized and other suspects still on the run after a Sunday night incident when a stolen vehicle led to a gunfight. Derek Booth is a spokesman for the Hall County Sheriff's Office.
The agency as a whole is taking it hard, as any law enforcement agency does when it loses an officer or a deputy, and processing through that, but no closure now with suspects still on the loose.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
New York City holding a ticker tape parade for the United States women's soccer team after their 2-0 World Cup victory over the Netherlands yesterday. It's their second World Cup win in a row and their fourth overall. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the team will be honored with a parade through the Canyon of Heroes on Wednesday morning. The average price for a gallon of gasoline across the nation was up last week, as we hear from correspondent John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about two-thirds of the country saw increases, with 11 of those states reporting a fluctuation of more than 5 cents a gallon.
An overall upward trend in most areas last week. That's as oil prices actually gave up a little bit of ground to close out the week, falling on Friday to about $57 a barrel. That may lead to a slowdown in the increases that we're seeing across much of the country.
I'm John Clemens.
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal appeals court will hear a challenge to Obamacare this week that could kill the law once and for all. The 5th U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans will hear the appeal of a lower court ruling tomorrow that the Affordable Care Act is invalid. The 2017 ruling was stayed pending appeal. If the appeals court upholds the ruling, 20 million people could lose their insurance coverage, and protections for people with pre-existing conditions would be wiped out as well. In that case, Obamacare would most likely end up back before the Supreme Court. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is defending her vote against a border funding bill on ABC's This Week. The Michigan Democrat said she voted against that $4.5 billion bill because she didn't want to throw more money at what she says is a broken system. Tlaib was one of the lawmakers who visited a border patrol station in Clint, Texas, that has been the subject of widespread anger over allegations that the children there are being held without adequate food, water, or sanitation. Something the federal agency denies. And Justin Bieber is still after Tom Cruise. The pop star had said he was joking when he challenged the actor to a fight last month, but now Bieber has posted a video to Instagram asking that crews take the bottle cap challenge. That's where people kick the caps off bottles. No word back from crews yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully after a extended 4th of July holiday weekend and all, that maybe you come back with a little bit more spirit and maybe a little bit more hope. I can tell you with the group of people that I traveled about and we enjoyed 4th of July together, it was a little bit of that. And I tell you, I shared with you going into the holiday that I was going to appropriate Charles Krautheimer's idea of having people go around and read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, particularly the Declaration of Independence, because it was, you know, Independence Day, our 243rd birthday. And it was really special, and people were blessed by it, by going around and reading parts of the Declaration of Independence. Probably for some, it might have been the first time they had ever read it, maybe since school, because some of us were a little bit more mature. So we were in school during that period of time when they actually read the Declaration of Independence and studied the U.S. Constitution. Today, a different story from what we understand. But it was quite a blessing, and I hope it was a great day for you. There's a lot of stories being shared. I know there were people who were, you know, a little bit conflicted by what was happening in D.C. and what President Trump was doing, you know, for the American people. But in much the same way as he did for the State of the Union, he did it with stories, and he had people there that he could talk about that were representatives of the American dream and what liberty and freedom is all about. It is extremely rich. Yes, there were some flyovers and there were tanks out there, and you know, it wasn't like there was a full born military parade. I think if that would have happened, you would have actually seen the skulls of many in D.C. just explode, especially the liberal pundits, because a display of American patriotism is just too much for them. And even dare I say, even including an ambassador from Britain who is challenged, as many people are challenged by this idea of America first. And you go, wait a minute, what is the problem? Why is America first a problem? And especially for people that we've heard for so long going, why is America out there being the police of the nation? Why aren't we taking care of our own? And now, because it's the messenger that they don't like, they find themselves on the opposite side of an argument that for decades they fought for, you know, which is quite rich and ironic, isn't it? And you wonder, you go, well, what is that all about? I mean, what is it that we would hate somebody so much that even when they're telling us the truth, that somehow we're going to be annoyed and be offended by it? So here it is. We have a country that has been saying for a long time, hey, what about us? You know, we've served the world. We've helped the world on so many levels. We will continue to do so. You know, you go back to that concept of, high tides raise all boats, and so it's indiscriminate of countries, and the boats are rising as a result of America's success that we've been, I mean, clearly, America is the envy of the world. Look at what's happening economically. And I imagine some countries are going, what is going on? What are these people complaining about? I mean, they're doing, we can only wish that we could have 25% of what the United States of America is experiencing right now. I mean, look at Venezuela. I mean, they're just about ready. I don't know. I mean, sadly, what are they, days away from actually imploding? And I mean, it's heartbreaking to see what's going on there. I mean, you've got humanity starving. I mean, that is a real, real crisis. And we got people scrambling out of Central America because of the economic desperation that's going on there. This is why they're coming to America, not to be citizens, not necessarily because they are being persecuted. In a sense, they're being persecuted, but not in the sense that, you know, we would normally think of and give them refugee status. But they are leaving their country because of economics, because their leadership has been allowed to run amok. See, this is a challenge. Even in the worst of situations where, you know, despots and dictators can come in and oppress, they can only do it for a certain part, you know, for a certain length of time. Historically, you'll see what happened, because eventually you'll have a revolt that is taking place. I mean, look what's going on right now in China. And, you know, in Beijing, there's lots of problems going on right now because people do not want to, they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be extradited to the mainland of China to have their grievances heard and to be dictated to, because they know what's going to happen there. Hong Kong says, no, you know, we want to stay right where we are. So, you know, the people can revolt and take a stand, and it's easy in one sense for us to say that, because we're not the ones having to take a stand against a despotic government. You know, we're not the ones that are dying at the hands of these governments and being forced into retraining camps where we are disconnected from our families. And we're not talking, you know, 90 days of time out. I mean, this can be years of time out until the government decides, okay, you've been indoctrinated enough. You can't even imagine what they must be going through. But here in the United States, as we celebrate our 243rd birthday, our independence, it's quite incredible. You know, especially when you look over the world today and you see where liberty is lacking. We're so blessed. And even with everybody, you know, being as ornery as they are about certain things and exercising freedoms, you may not like Colin Kaepernick and the whole, you know, the whole controversy over the Betsy Ross tennis shoes. Well, that's Nike. I mean, you know, and Nike is a business. They say that ever since they've aligned themselves with Colin Kaepernick, which is a shock to me, I got to tell you, I don't see the numbers, but they're insisting that their numbers have gone up. They're actually aligning themselves with Colin Kaepernick has been a plus. And business has gone up, and, you know, there's a segment of our communities that align themselves with Colin Kaepernick. And I'm saying, hey, look, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Maybe we ought to be listening and find out what's going on here. Even though Colin Kaepernick, I would say, the way he presented his case was disjointed. But somehow he's managed to congeal some thought and people here that we should listen to. I mean, it shouldn't be a situation where, oh, because I don't agree with you, we're not going to talk, because then we're doing the very same thing that, you know, we accuse the left of doing, in which they have been doing, whether it's in the media or social media forums and that. You know, if we're really, you know, as Alyssa Milano is trying to say, that if we're really looking for hope and love and unity, then it starts with hearing the other stories. You know, what is your story in all this? What is your perspective? You know, and what is really going on here? Now, I can understand that many in America are way beyond the issue of reparations, way beyond, you know, some of the things that have happened by way of civil rights and busing. But clearly, it's a hot button, because it came out in the Democratic debate, and it has really put the standard bearer, the assigned standard bearer, Joe Biden, it's put him at political risk. And whether or not he can survive, we'll see. I said when this happened that, you know, every politician and every debater has a bad day, but there's always another day to come back. And we'll see how he comes back. Right now, the inclination is that he's faltering, that he quite does not have his footing in which to pivot and come back stronger. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Considering the alternative, what would you choose, right? Like our founding fathers who put it all on the line, all their treasures, their very lives, reputations, everything they put on the line. And the stories are so rich, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. This week you're going to start hearing more about a new book that is coming out from Carrie Severino. Carrie, you know, has been on with us many times. She's with the Judicial Crisis Network, and she's teamed up with the Federalist Molly Hemingway to write the book Justice on Trial. And wow, this is a powerful book, looking in the rearview mirror of the Kavanaugh trial. I know many people, even to this day, have so many questions about what happened, you know, what took place here, and how much is true or not true, what is defensible, what isn't, and what was done to Brett Kavanaugh and his family and the Supreme Court in this process, and how does it bode for future confirmation hearings that take place? Boy, there is no doubt that the level of discourse and incivility that has taken place in the body politic today is disgusting. And I don't know what it's going to take. If it just needs to be some louder voice, somebody, I don't think it's Donald Trump necessarily. Donald Trump has exposed it all the more. But there needs to be some congealing, unifying factor, some responsible adult in the room, if I might say. Someone that, and it may not be 100%, I don't think it's 100%, but that a majority of people would come together and unite behind and say, okay, enough of this stuff, enough of these irresponsible verbiages and verbal bombs that are thrown out there, you know, all for the sake of politics, which is so interesting because whenever the government, you know, is deciding on what should be said and not said, I'm talking about in, you know, like, for example, with public TV and public radio, oh my goodness, they watch it like a watchdog. I mean, they're real careful about, you know, what things are said, how things are put out there, if they're not substantiated correctly and that sort of thing, whether it's advertising or marketing or even in the general discourse. There is some code of conduct. But yet, everything else, mainstream media, certainly cable, internet, that sort of thing, it's no holds barred. And there's no question. The internet will be a continuation of the wild frontier. The guns are ablazing. There's going to be all kinds of things flying around. And I think in the words of Lenny Bruce, you need the crazies around to stretch the borders to a degree. And I say that with some reservation and by experience. Because when you think about some of these things that have been considered to be outlandish and conspiratorial, how many of those things have come to life? Or how many are out there still lingering? I mean, to this day, that we still can't figure out who killed the president of the United States. And you go, oh, Bill, how you bring that? I mean, you know, Hugh Hewitt, who's a dear friend of mine, and we worked together for many years in Los Angeles, and he's an attorney, and he knows better in terms of I give him a lot of credence because of his insight and his background. But this is one thing we differ on, you know, because he said to me at dinner, he goes, oh, you're one of those conspirators. I go, why would you reduce it to that? I mean, all of a sudden you're going to characterize my perceptive, which has, in my estimation, has as much credence as yours. Well, of course, he will, you know, back it up by saying, well, look at the Warren Report and all this. But since, you know, years in the rearview mirror of looking at the Warren Report, there's still holes in that report and there's still many questions. And you know, when there are questions remaining, it's indicative that we do not have the truth, the whole truth and nothing but. There's still too many questions. Now, I'd hoped, just like you did, because President Trump said he was going to release all the information on the JFK assassination. Remember? He did release some. But something stopped him. Okay, what stopped him? What stopped him from releasing the entirety of this background information into the JFK assassination? Again, what happens? In the absence of truth, opinion rules, and everybody starts putting on a tinfoil hat, and we're all conspirators. But this is all brought to you by our government. Just like all the redactions that's gone on, and information withheld regarding the Mueller report, and of course he's going to be on the Hill this week, we're going to hear more about that as well, and we'll see what happens. And what may happen is it could be story time for for Congress, where, Mueller's going to open up his report and start reading. Okay, follow me on page 32, the second paragraph, and that's going to be his answers. Because he said earlier that his testimony was the report, the 448 pages. So how can he deviate from that without losing some sort of credibility? And even if he tries to interject some opinion after the fact, well, you got to know, if it's an opinion that supports the Democratic viewpoint, the Democrats are going to rally around it, the Republicans are going to be up in arms. I doubt that anything that he would add would support anything that would give any kind of credence to the Republicans, because clearly, at least from my purview, he appears to be highly partisan. And this started out with the group of people and the men and women that he picked as attorneys to investigate the whole Russian collusion thing to begin with. And the fact that they couldn't indict President Trump with all the cards in their favor tells you a lot right there. But, meanwhile, the Democrats are not about to let go for the sake of the 2020 elections and whatever political life may be remaining in the body there. They're holding on. They're sticking to the con and insisting that there is, in the midst of all that manure, that there is a pony right there. Getting back to the 4th of July, I wanted to read something to you that came from our friend Gary Bauer. And it was inspired from what Ronald Reagan had shared with us years ago. And that is what 4th of July means to me. And I know that was a repeated question over this holiday. So what does 4th of July mean to you? And President Reagan, I thought, really captured it very succinctly and powerfully. He said, "For one who was born and grew up in the small towns of the Midwest, there is a special kind of nostalgia about the 4th of July. Remember, it is a day almost as long anticipated as Christmas. Somewhere in our growing up, we began to be aware of the meaning of days, and with that awareness came the birth of patriotism. July 4th is the birthday of our nation. I believed as a boy, and I believe even more today, that it is the birthday of the greatest nation on earth. What manner of men were gathered in Philadelphia in July 1776? 24 were lawyers and jurists, 11 were merchants and tradesmen, 9 were farmers. They were soft-spoken men of means and education. They were not an unwashed rabble. They had achieved security, but valued freedom more. Their stories have not been told nearly enough. John Hart was driven from the side of his desperately ill wife for more than a year. He lived in the forest and in caves before he returned to find his wife dead. His children vanished, his property destroyed. He died of exhaustion and a broken heart. Can you imagine? Carter Braxton of Virginia lost all his ships, sold his home to pay his debts, and died in rags. Thomas Nelson personally urged Washington to fire on his home and destroy it when it became the headquarters for General Cornwallis. Nelson died bankrupt. But they sired a nation that grew from sea to shining sea. In recent years, however, I've come to think of that day as more than just the birthday of a nation. It also commemorates the only true philosophical revolution in all history. Oh, there have been revolutions before and since ours, but those revolutions simply exchanged one set of rules for another. Ours was a revolution that changed the very concept of government. Let the 4th of July always be a reminder that here in this land, for the first time, it was decided that man is born with certain God-given rights, that government is only a convenience created and managed by the people, with no powers of its own except those voluntarily granted to it by the people. We sometimes forget that great truth, and we never should. I hope you had a great 4th of July. My prayer is that it reconnected you with the God that has given us all these rights and has reconnected us with true patriotism that is for all people of all kinds, that they may truly experience life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification for the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder. Buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578, 888-588-7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democrat may be joining the very crowded race for the party's presidential nomination. California environmentalist and hedge fund billionaire Tom Steyer has said in the past that he will not be running in 2020, but reports are that may be changing. As sources tell Politico, Steyer plans to officially launch a White House run, perhaps as early as tomorrow. A Georgia deputy is dead and a suspect is hospitalized and other suspects still on the run after a Sunday night incident when a stolen vehicle led to a gunfight. Derek Booth is a spokesman for the Hall County Sheriff's Office.
The agency as a whole is taking it hard, as any law enforcement agency does when it loses an officer or deputy, and processing through that, but no closure now with suspects still on the loose.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, back with you, America. I am Bill Martinez. Joseph Dugan's going to join us in a moment. I wanted to read something from his book, Khashoggi Dynasties and Double Standards. As 2018 ended, an orchestrated propaganda campaign paralyzed U.S. foreign policy. The trigger was the killing of Istanbul of Jamal Khashoggi, a member of the Saudi Arabia wealthy and politically powerful oligarchy. Mainstream media and misguided melodramatic politicians hoodwinked millions by portraying Khashoggi as a martyr for press freedom and democracy. The real Khashoggi was nothing of the sort. President Trump's efforts to restore realism to foreign policy must contend not only with Democrats, but also with naive Republicans who reject the national interest realism of Gene Kilpatrick, author of Dictatorship and Double Standards. As I mentioned, Joseph Dugan joins us. He's the head of C-Suite Strategies Council and International Business and Public Affairs Consultancy. He served on the editorial board of the Richmond Times-Dispatch in the Reagan State Department on the staffs of Ambassadors Gene Kirkpatrick and Edward Ronnie. As a White House speechwriter for President George H.W. Bush from 09 to 15, and has worked in Saudi Arabia as a speechwriter for the CEO of Aramco. Joseph, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. I'm very well, thank you. Delighted that you've invited me again.
Well, There's still so many questions, Joseph, and I know that the country and the mainstream media, of course, anything that comes out of Trump is antithetical and it's problematic. So when the president said, wait a minute, we're not going to blow up the relationship with Saudi Arabia over what happened with Khashoggi, there's still even amazingly, and I think purposefully, you know, additional information that is lacking. We don't have the whole truth and nothing but. But the president had made a decision at that point that he wasn't going to take back the sale of jets, a big contract that he just was just consummated with Boeing, I believe, over this Khashoggi killing. And he didn't fully explain himself. So a bit of what's happened since is that the narrative has been controlled by the mainstream media, and they use it as an example of, you know, in their perception, an incompetent chief executive officer. Break it down for us, if you would.
Sure, you've offered a very good analysis yourself, very very concisely, Bill. By way of background, the United States has a very important relationship, economic, financial, and security in and with Saudi Arabia, as well as with other countries in that troubled region. Maintaining, trying to get the best for United States interests out of that relationship, you know, is a continued challenge, and it's also a piece of a puzzle.
I was going to say,
in that region of the world, it's, you know, one value and principle I would stress is being constant with our allies. Saudi Arabia is an ally; it's a long-term ally. Saudi Arabia delivers oil to the world. For a long time, we had a relationship that depended more on the importation of Saudi oil. We should all be thankful that the United States has become an energy exporter and oil.
Right.
An oil exporter recently. It's reversed its position. However, the world economy is such that it's still the world economy still depends on Saudi oil and other Middle Eastern oil.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that market is so complex that the United States still does and will continue to import a lot of oil from Saudi Arabia. We're a net exporter now, which is fantastic, which means that with respect to Saudi Arabia and other countries, we don't have a trade deficit mm-hmm. with them anymore.
Right.
That's great news, but that energy economy is so complex that even we will continue to import a certain amount of oil from Saudi Arabia and from other Middle Eastern countries, because that still makes sense for our refiners and in terms of the different grades of oil and so on and so forth. So one thing is to try to remain constant and calm and stable in our relationship, in our security relationships, in that part of the world,
mm-hmm.
with the Saudis, with the Israelis, and with countries that are antagonists of the Saudis. It's mm-hmm. a balancing act that we have to carry out.
In what you're saying here, in terms of a balancing act and the complexity of the Middle East, in simple terms, I mean, with your experience there, you know, and understanding Saudi Arabia, probably more than 99% of our country, including some politicians, you know, if you can simplify the key, you know, why America needs to stay in alliance with Saudi Arabia, and how important it is to the Middle East, as you say, all these other countries. Right now, we've got Iran, you know, running wild, and you know, they're going beyond the limits of an agreement that they had. The United States backed away from it, but still, there's five other countries going, wait a minute, you know, you may not have broken the agreement with America, because technically America's out of the agreement, but we're five other countries here that you signed an agreement on and said that you would maintain levels at X number, and now you're surpassing it and threatening to even, you know, go all the more, which you know, these five countries that have signed the deal, not to mention the direct threat that it has on Israel, really puts all this in a very shaky balance, does it not?
Yes, that's right. And regarding how do we cope with the threats and challenges from Iran? A key thing is that we should be strong on our own, and that our allies, who happen to be have a common adversary and to face a common threat in Iran, have to be strong too. Mm-hmm. so that there is at least as close as possible as some kind of solidarity among those allies, mm-hmm, in confronting Iran. And let me be clear, our objective, our hope, our prayer should be to avoid war with Iran. The outbreak of fighting and the exchange of missiles and bombings would be disastrous for people and for the whole world economy. My thought is that if we want to contain Iran without having to go to war against Iran, we need to keep alliances that also want to contain Iran. Mm-hmm. We need to keep those alliances strong, and Saudi Arabia is on the front line, mm-hmm, almost literally, because there's no land border, but the Gulf, the West usually calls the Persian Gulf, and which the Arabs insist is the Arabian Gulf. Right. It's the same Gulf. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's a pretty narrow body of water and very shallow too. And Iran's right across the way from the oil fields of Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm, where I lived for 6 years. That's the east coast of Saudi Arabia. That's where, not only on land on that coast, but also in the Gulf.
Yes. Well, we've got to go to break here, Joseph, so we'll be back. We've got more from Joseph Dugan on the other side of the break. Stay with us 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I guess politics, like foreign policy, can lead to some strange bedfellows, as they say. And no doubt there are some quirks in our relationship with Saudi Arabia. Many people try to reconcile and, in a sense, impose our sense of liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, our constitutional republic, upon Saudi Arabia. And there's just no match. It's a round peg in a square hole, obviously. But yet we say, look, we need to keep an alliance with them for, I think, all the right reasons. Now, the challenge that we've had is when you have a murder that took place on Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul, a member of Saudi Arabia's wealthy and politically powerful oligarchy, it really sends heads a spinning, and we still, Joseph Dugin, we still haven't reconciled that. I mean, we've heard, you know, other stories that, you know, some of this narrative that would want to portray him as a martyr, that Jamal Khashoggi was far from that. Is there some truth, some undeniable truth that we can put into perspective? Not that we want to justify the murder of anybody, but that we want to, you know, begin to get some clearer understanding, because I think in a lot of ways we still are very much in the dark about the Khashoggi murder.
Well, I think we're led to believe that we know a lot about it. We're led to believe that there are many very gory details, the source of which all is the Turkish intelligence service. This is the fact that this happened within Turkey, but in a Saudi consulate, makes this especially a bilateral issue between Turkey and
Saudi Arabia and Turkey, since Turkey, which is a democracy, by the way, you see, Turkey's a democracy that moved away from, we asked for democracy in the Middle East, but Turkey becomes more democratic, and guess what? It becomes more, anti-American and anti-Western, anti-Western when they get democracy. We shouldn't fetishize or idolize democracy in the world for what it really produces.
Well, Joseph,
of course we want it in our country. In our country, it works pretty well.
Hang on one second, Joseph. But the deal is in Turkey, though, you have a bit of a hybrid. You still have the religious influence there, very strongly so, of Muslim interest. So it's not a democracy for all intent and purposes. I mean, you in a sense, you have a bit of a parallel, government interest here, do you not?
Well, in Turkey, actually, ever since the fall of the Ottoman Empire and the establishment of the secular republic under Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, that tended to marginalize the role of Islam and religious authorities in the government, and made a more secular oriented military was the bulwark of that. Turkey's been authoritarian with a lot of military dominance for most of its history since the Ottomans left, but they're a republic, and they have from time to time they're somewhat more democratic. And the paradox is, or the irony maybe you call it, is that this current strong leader Erdogan came to power in a more democratic fashion.
Yes.
Than some of his predecessors, and yet he knows that religion is popular, and religion is in the hearts and souls of people. It may not be our version of religion. I'm a Catholic. The United States is still primarily Christian, though pluralistic. Religion motivates people, and it's also important for us in the West to realize that Muslims in general should not be regarded as crazy savages. Most of them who were sincere, they're God fearing people. They have a different theology from most people in the West. But, give them credit. They have a theology. They believe in God, whereas the West is turning against God in a way that further estranges the West from the Muslim East. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get back to Khashoggi. Who was he? So many people talk about him as if they were knowledgeable. I don't pretend to be super knowledgeable about him, but I actually met the man. I lived in Saudi Arabia for 6 years. He was a public figure, which was extremely unusual if you're not a member of the royal family. He was a very privileged fixture in the Saudi establishment regime, you might call it. He was a member of one of the wealthiest non-royal families in Saudi Arabia. And he was a charming guy who was an editor and writer, and he was a TV personality, a TV news personality in Saudi Arabia. Okay, but does that make him a journalist with what we consider a journalist, namely somebody who's independent? No, he was a propagandist, and a subtle and a clever one, because the Saudi regime, and I'm defending our alliance with them, right? But I'm also telling the unpleasant truth that they don't have a free press there. So calling this man a journalist as though he had spent his career trying to tell the truth to power, as our journalists claim they claim their guns. Right. There's just not one shred of truth to that. Mm-hmm. What got him killed was that he became a turncoat against the people who had taken care of him for all of his life. That's why he was murdered. Now, that doesn't mean he should have been murdered, but that's why he was murdered. He wasn't, this isn't like taking Walter, this isn't like Nixon going around and ordering a hit on Walter Cronkite or Eric Severide, if you remember those.
Yes, right, exactly.
Those,
yes.
Those people. It's not like, it's not as if Trump ordered a hit on Rachel Maddow, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. This is, he was part of their system. So it's crazy. It's just disordered hypocrisy and nonsense to say that this was a journalist. This was a Washington Post journalist, and there, because this regime murdered him, we've got to totally disrupt our relationship with that country. Well, no, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. I mean, we shouldn't applaud his murder. Okay, we shouldn't. We know that we can say that it was uncivilized. We can deplore it, but how far do you want to go in disrupting the relationship with that country? And also, how far do we want to descend into telling ourselves lies about what was really going on there?
Exactly.
Which is what the senators are doing. You know, there's U.S. senators, there's a saying in Washington, D.C. that 100 U.S. senators get up every morning, look in the mirror, and they see the next president of the United States. Well, that's what's, you know, that's why, that's one of, that's really, it's vanity, and a desire for power, that animates so many United States senators. Everyone wants to be the head of foreign policy right. of the United States. But the way I, you know, the Constitution that I follow says that there's one head of foreign policy, and it's in the executive.
Exactly. Well, you know, your characterization of 100 senators is very pointed, especially with 24, 25 Democratic candidates running for president right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the same thing. They're waking up thinking, hey, they could be the next president, and here they are. I mean, the characterizations, the statements that they make, all in the interest of politics, I guess, but, you know, I think are just so self-serving, you know.
Let me be clear, too, because I know you don't have much time, but, you know, I want to point, to keep the peace, which means actually promoting game-changing improvements in relations. You know, we don't want to have a war, and we don't want to get clouded up in false propaganda that's to the benefit of one party or another over there. With respect to peace, there's a rapprochement going on between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Along with Saudi Arabia is coming the United Arab Emirates, very powerful, economically powerful country. Also, in the case of Abu Dhabi, they have a lot of oil wealth there, too. But it's Abu Dhabi, Dubai, and those other Emirates. That would be a total game changer in the Middle East. And it's good in and of itself. It's probably being prompted by their enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly.
Thought, you know, because of Iran. But to repeat, we need to avoid war with Iran. But just as we, you know, by analogy to how we did win the Cold War, you know, we just have to be so strong that we contain Iran.
Mm-hmm. Are the sanctions working, Joseph?
The sanctions appear to be working.
Okay.
Well, working in the sense.
I'm asking a whole new question that probably is going to take us out of time easily. There's another reason why you need to come back.
They're having the
Joseph, we got to leave it there.
Joseph
Dugan, thank
you. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm